From the local news section and at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
Back in the saddle again.
Just when you thought it was safe.
Just when I thought it was over.
Yep.
But you know what they say, Tom?
What do they say?
It ain't over till it's over. It's kind of like deja vu all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Who said those two things?
Yogi Berra.
Yogi Berra.
You know what else he said?
What else did he say?
When you come to the fork in the road, take it.
You know what else he said?
You know why he said that?
Why did he say that?
Because he lived in an area where you could take either way, the left side or the right side, and you'd still get to his house. That's why he said it. I read his book.
Here's some other things Yogi Berra said. You can observe a lot just by watching.
Yep.
No one goes there nowadays. It's too crowded.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball is 90% mental, and the other half is physical. A nickel ain't worth a dime anymore.
Yep.
Always go to other people's funerals. Otherwise, they won't come to yours.
That's right.
We made too many wrong mistakes. Congratulations. I knew the record would stand until it was broken. You better cut the pizza in four pieces because I'm not hungry enough to eat six. You wouldn't have won if we'd beaten you.
Yep.
Oh, here's a good one. Never answer an anonymous letter. Yogi Berra-isms. You know, he was a great baseball player.
He was. He had rings for every finger. Nobody else had that. Nobody.
A manager for a while for the Yankees.
Two-time MVP.
Great catcher.
Yep. Know what he did in the offseason?
Hold on, let me guess. What did he do in the offseason? Yogi Berra.
Many of those guys, they all had jobs in the offseason.
Right, right. Number eight, made pizzas.
Nope.
Give me one more guess.
Okay.
Yogi Berra did local news.
No.
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 What did he do?
Sold suits.
Really?
Yep.
He was a haberdasher.
He also was a spokesman for Yoo-hoo, which is a chocolate drink.
I used to love Yoo-hoo.
Yeah.
Yoo-hoo.
If you've never read his book, you really should. It is fascinating.
That is a great recommendation at 13 minutes till 6 o'clock on a Friday morning.
Yeah, do it by Monday.
I'll get her done.
It really is a good read.
Slump? I ain't no slump. I just ain't hitting. We've got more of them. We'll get to some more Yogi-isms as we go through the morning. This is Glenn Klein filling in for probably the sleeping Mike Clemens at this juncture.
Maybe.
Maybe. The guy doesn't sleep very much. I think that he and you are tied for the hardest working men in radio. He was up in Lambeau last night to cover the Packers game against the vaunted Oakland Raiders. And he filed this report for us on WRJN.
The Packers beat the Raiders 20-12 here at Lambeau Field. Green Bay opened up with a 74-yard drive in 14 plays.